your cheese.
Although it's 100 faces, but it's not released from my eye. Zion Derud and Karan Garden. His Excellency Hafez, when had you come to Isfahan? It said that you were from Isfahan. Shirazi or Isfahani, you're Hafez and you're an Iranian person. Whether beside Rokhne Abad or the beach of Zayan Derud, when had you seen Zayan Derud? What flowers did you smell from Karan Garden that you remembered them in this way? Had you seen other three gardens, Fasan Garden, Amatsia Garden, and Bekr Garden? These were large gardens of Isfahan that were 1,000 acres. You don't come to Isfahan any longer. It's 700 years that you haven't come to Isfahan. Lisan al-Ghayb. The day that you saw Zayan Derud, that was as a bride worn azure clothes in Karan Garden and sat an oud in the shadow of whipping willow. People of Isfahan didn't know how dear their guest was. Whenever they would ask you why 100 rivers were flowing in your dear eyes, you would say, undoubtedly, dark nights and fear from waves and such a retaining whirlpool. The disturbance of beaches don't know about our feelings. Today in the beach of Zayan Derud, vigilant people know your feeling well.
شب شنبه زکرمان بار کردم، چه بد کردم که پوش بر یار کردم. رسیدم بر لب جوی صفاهان، نشستم گریه بسیار کردم.
Means Isfahan is half the world, and surely its beauty, charm, and splendor have cast strange and marvelous spells.
Which capital do you know that has been attacked by many strangers and has risen again as a phoenix that rises from its ashes? Isfahan never lost its scientific, artistic, cultural, economic, and governmental centrality. It's a lot of centuries that there's no kingship thrown in Isfahan. But this unique city keeps alive its eastern glory as an eastern city of 1001 night myth in memory. are beautiful bridges in Isfahan. Yes, these bridges are signs of taste and mastership of Iranian architectures in the past centuries. Let's go near to see them. Allahverdi Khan Bridge connects the lower four gardens to upper four gardens. From Jahannama place to Allahverdi Khan is called lower four gardens, and from this bridge to Abbasabad garden, which is 1,000 acres, garden two is called upper four gardens. Allahverdi Khan Bridge, that is called Siyoseh Springs Bridge and Jolfa Bridge two, has been built in 1011 by the order of Grand Shah Abbas and by his commander-in-chief Allahverdi Khan, and in fact it had 40 springs. Siyosapol width is 360 meters and its length is 14 meters. Who can come to Isfahan and doesn't get amazed when he or she sees Siyosapol?
راستی کیه که به اصفهان بیاد و با دیدن سیوسپل دچار شگفتی نشه؟
جالبه بدونی. It's interesting that you know this place was used as a place for ceremonies at the time of Safaviyyah. Nowadays it is important for the tourists who come to Isfahan to see this bridge.
دیدن این پل براشون خیلی اهمیت داره.
If you go from west to east of Zayanda Route, successive bridges, their beauty and architecture dazzle your eyes. From Lenjan, you reach to Zaman Khan Bridge, Kalde Bridge, Bagh Mahmood Bridge, Marnan Bridge, Siyosapol, Chobi Bridge and Khaju Bridge that Professor Bu has found comfort near.
Talking of bridges, Shahi Bridge.
Shahi Bridge that is famous as Khaju Bridge. This is the oldest bridge that has been built on Zayanda Route, and its architecture is different from other bridges. Its building, arcs, tiles are different with other bridges. Khaju Bridge that has built in a place with the same name was famous as Hassanabad Bridge too. This bridge destroyed completely in Afghan sedition. Its beauty is dazzling, and it's said that it's more well-seeming than Siyosapol. This bridge has been ascribed to Second Shah Abbas, Mirza Tahir Wahi. Analyst of the time of Second Shah Abbas has talked so much about it. Masrukhi book talks about it too. Raheli Khan Hidayat points to Khaju Bridge in Rozatul Safa in describing the condition of Second Shah Abbas. This bridge has 24 springs and is in the border of Saadatabad Garden. If you can, from west to east of Zayanda Route, Khaju is the 8th bridge. Thank you. Shahristan Bridge, which is near Khaju Bridge, is another beautiful bridge in Zayan Rud, which is near a village with the same name. Its antiquity is ascribed to Sasanian, but historians don't judge clearly about the name of its builder and the day it finished. They only say it's too firm and has a lot of springs. Four garden school or Sultani school that is called Madar Shah Abbas II is the most important and the most beautiful royal building in the time of Shah Sultan Hussein Safavi. And a stream called Fashadi stream had been flown at this school that had given an animating space to the mosque by watering the plane trees. Building the four garden schools started in 1116 and ended in 1118, and the teaching was entrusted to Master Allama Agha Mirza Mahmud Baghir in Zihaje. Shante, it's good that you know that this hotel, which has been built near the Four Garden School, had been the most famous caravansarai, and caravans which would come to Isfahan from different parts would stay here. Now you see it's changed to one of the most beautiful hotels in the world by protecting the identity of architecture relics. It's called Abbasi Hotel today for honoring the name of Shah Abbas that built a lot of caravansarai in all the roads with the same architecture. We saw Isfahan how much it was possible. It seems that we enter a new world when we enter each quarter. Each has its own effective force. Each quarter speaks with its language. This wonderful architecture is called Hasht Behesht, a person's dream from the future life. Around this place, there are four balconies, and from each balcony, Hasht Behesht Palace is open to a salon. Four entrances in the first floor and four entrances in the second floor. There are 8 entrances on the whole. Only Hashbehesh has continued its living from all the places that were around the 4 gardens in the past. This palace with 2 flowers and many rooms and wonderful arcs is a picture from a part of paradise. The art that has been used here is out of a person's creative power. Here is Vahan Coppersmith Market, one of the oldest traditional markets that is unparalleled for purpose of architecture, don't doubt. Isfahan Market is one of the liveliest markets of the Middle East, and here is a part of this large market. It's called Qaisariyye Market too, and connects Naqshjahan Square to old parts of Isfahan. Andre Godard has compared Isfahan Market with the architecture that Arabs have made in Spain.
It would be hard to dispute the claim that Iran produces the most elaborate and decorative carpets in the world.
If we want to talk about carpet, we must remember Iran carpet as an artistic feat. This art has been exported to all the world since the past. Iran carpet is the identity of Iranian people. Everywhere that you go in Iran, there are some carpets at homes which dazzle the eyes. How is it possible that all of these have gathered in one place? Silver making, copper making, cloth weaving, cashmere weaving, inlaying, and finally carpet, that its choice is difficult for the eye, because all are beautiful. Fortunately, Saman is here to explain it for us. Well, Isfahan carpet has a worldwide fame because of its color and design. You know that we inspire from mosques, domes, for designing carpets. We have a center in this carpet that everything turns around the center. What's the philosophy of this designing? That's the world center. It's always the symbol of a unity. God is the manifestation of the existent, and these designs that you see have been inspired from the dome of Sheikh Lutfullah Mosque. And these are lifelines that will be inclined to the main center and will go back there. But in these margins, different people of life have been drawn. And then we reach the border of margin. What's the role of flowers which have been spread all over the carpet? This is the border that we go back to eternal world after passing it. Of course, that place is affected by the center. Deployment of these flowers in the carpet shows different stages of people's life from birth, youth and old age till returning to the eternal world. Would you mind to drink a cup of tea? I'd love to drink tea, of course, with Gaz and Pulaki. Isfahan Gaz is too famous. What can you find in Isfahan that isn't famous? In this lively market, you can find everything. Isfahan, half of the world. I have a lot of wards. You have a lot of stories. City of myths. Myth of the cities. Magic of the history. Only you can find out about the art of Iran by seeing this city. We must see Isfahan. It's better to say that you can't hear or read about Isfahan. You must see it.
Thank you.